God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. As we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the nativity of our Lord, during this time of celebration, for the last few weeks, we have been picking up the prophet Isaiah, of what Isaiah had to say regarding who this person would be, who this Savior would be. And today we pick up of what that Savior will do. From the prophet Isaiah chapter 62, beginning with verse 10 through 12, the prophet here reminds us that there's going to be some work that needs to be done. He begins by saying, go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones. We'll stop at this point. Being from the Chicagoland area, you probably know that we really have two seasons. We have winter and road construction. And you can kind of see why, with the bitter cold, what's been happening. We got now more and more potholes, more and more projects to be handled during the summer, besides the regular repair and upkeep of the roads. It seems like no matter where you are, you're just not going to be able to get there quickly because something's going to stop you. Either the winter snow, the bitter cold, or the ice, or the road construction. We better just get used to it. That's the norm. Well, in our text for today, there's a similar theme. There is a highway that needs to be prepared, and we need to clear it of stones. In one essence, their version of road construction. Why the necessity here? The necessity here is for a particular reason that the Savior is going to be coming. Now, I will admit, during the time of Isaiah, they had at least a different glimpse of what this Savior would be. This part of Isaiah is talking about the restoration of the people of Israel, them coming out of exile, returning back to the promised land, so to speak. And to do so, they would have to travel roads. But to get there on the roads, you would have to clear the roads. Well, in one essence, as we also have to transverse the roads with either snow, ice, or anything else, now potholes, we also are in the same thing where we need to clear the way. And the parallel I want to make for today as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, is God is the one who comes to us. He is the one that came and took on flesh and blood. So that baby that was born in Bethlehem is the Savior of the world, true man and true God, born of a virgin. And since God comes to us, we have to then ask the question, why are not all people then connected to him? And there's an answer to that. Because we are the ones who then put up the various roadblocks in our lives that stop us from being connected to that little baby born in Bethlehem. We are the ones that put up the stones in the highway. We are the ones that sort of make the potholes that we sort of get stuck in. How many times do we hear people say, you know, yes, I'm a Christian, yes, I believe, but, you know, it doesn't have the same meaning for me anymore. Maybe once before I was really connected, but now I sort of drifted away. Where is all this coming from? Basically, the road construction. The road construction that we put up in our own lives, our very own hindrances, stumbling blocks, stones, to use the word of our text. And so what happens here when people sort of get stuck in life? Sort of spinning their wheels in the snow and not going anywhere. What happens is they're not then connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And very often we at times may feel like that type of person. And so the words of our text have very important meaning for us today. The beginning words, go through the gates, is designed as an encouragement. Yes, Christ has come. He has come and he has defeated sin, death, and the devil. He has come to restore humanity and to bring peace and healing. He has come for you and for me. The prophet Isaiah is now giving us these words of encouragement. and saying, let's get beyond our own personal roadblocks, the things we are putting in the way because Christ has come. He says, prepare the way for the people. And in one essence, that's sort of my job as the pastor. And as the prophet is also saying for the people, to encourage you, to prepare you, to get you reconnected to God and His Word and sacraments. Because where there is Word and sacraments, there Christ is in the middle. For us to get reconnected to Christ, we need to be where Christ is at. We don't need to travel thousands of miles for that. We come here to hear His Word, to receive that sacrament, that bread and wine, the special miracle of God, which is also now the body and blood of Christ. Again, to reconnect you, to bring healing, to bring peace into your lives. One of the other roadblocks that we sometimes put up is a lack of understanding that we really need what this baby Jesus brings to us. Do we really need the peace that He brings? Do we really need the love and the forgiveness that He brings? Do we really need the healing? I will admit, if there's a nice, good, fresh inches of snow out there, it may look beautiful, but what is the road like underneath? Yeah, it sort of softens the potholes, but it doesn't take them away. So also our own denial at times. We may soften what's going wrong in our lives. We may soften the pain. We may soften the lack of direction. But it's still really there. When the snow melts, then we can see. So our Lord says, I will patch you up. I will restore you. I will pave the way for you. Because by ourselves, we cannot prepare the highway to come to our Lord. Our Lord needs to come again. And so this day, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, as He comes to earth and takes on flesh and blood, we also ask Him again to come into our lives, to come to prepare the way to heal our brokenness, so that there will be a day when there is no more winter and no more road construction, a day in which we will have that perfect relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because notice what the rest of our text says. Starting with verse 11, behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the ends of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, His reward is with Him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forgotten. So as Isaiah is trying to encourage the people that, yes, they are going to return to the promised land, so we also pick up these words of Isaiah and are reminded that we have a Savior who comes to us, who seeks us out, who patches our lives, redeems us through His death upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we can be with our Lord and Savior forever and ever in heaven above. Now, I will admit, today you might be thinking, there's not that many people as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. I will admit, there were more people last night. But we live in a world where sometimes we have our various hang-ups. We live in a world where we allow very many things to get in the way between us and our Savior. I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the opportunity in your busy lives to be reconnected to a God who says, I have prepared salvation for you. I have built up that highway. I have redeemed you. Now let me love you. Let me forgive you and restore you. We come today for that restoration, celebrating the birth of a true miracle that God says, humanity is important. I don't need to destroy it, but I need to redeem it. So God Himself takes on flesh and blood. And throughout all the world, throughout the quote-unquote many other religious beliefs, you won't find any other God that's going to take on human flesh and blood and dwell among His people in order to die for His people, to redeem His people, to fix His people. Now, very often, if you take a look at quote-unquote world religions, You will see gods that sit there and say, you got to do it yourself. You got to put your life together, offering no hope, no help, and no support. Our God doesn't do that. Christ is the one who takes on flesh and blood. Even in the midst of our busy lives, even in the midst of our broken lives, even in the midst of our lives that can be described as a road in the midst of great road construction, it is our Savior who comes to reconstruct us, to rebuild us, remake us, restore us, and redeem us. So we give great praise and thanks on this holy day that God's plan of salvation, as promised from before, is now taking place. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, born of that virgin, born in the city of Bethlehem, to fulfill His promises. We have a God who loves and cares for us and promises to be there for us. A God who does not break promises, but is there to restore us. So this day we give great praise and thanks to God as we come to hear His word, to receive His sacrament for the forgiveness of our sins, and to be reminded on how much we have a God who takes on flesh and blood for you, for me, for all people. So the next time we're driving and we come across those potholes, we come across the bad weather, we're reminded that we need to slow down a little bit here and there. Let us think that throughout all of this, in the brokenness of our own lives, Christ comes for you. It may not necessarily bring you the patience you need or the ability to swerve those potholes, but I will admit that love, that forgiveness that Christ brings is the salvation of the world. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.